Speaking of sweet voices, it's time for TalkBack. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got an observation you'd like to share, maybe a question you'd like to ask, maybe you'd just like to comment about something you've heard on air. We really don't care what you want to talk about. We just want to hear from you. That's part of our Northern Community Radio message. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can call us at our TalkBack line. That number is 218-999-9876. You can reach us at email at comments@kaxe.org. You can reach me personally at jlatimer, that's J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R, at kaxe.org. And you can always write to us. Our address is 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. Doesn't matter how you do it. We're anxious to hear from you, and we have heard from some folks this week, including Maddox and Hattie, who are students at Pike Lake Elementary School. Rob Marone is their teacher.
Good morning. My name is Maddox.
And my name is Hattie, and this is our report for the week of May 3rd, 2021, from Pike Lake Elementary School.
I have been observing that there are all sorts of buds popping out. The ground in the school forest is super wet, and on the hike I saw a witch's broom and a balsam fir tree.
I was looking at mosses last week. I observed that moss forms mainly on the bottom of living trees, while it will grow all over the dead trees. I also observed a tiny current in the creek that flows into Pike Lake.
Peyton reports having a flock of evening grosbeaks at her home bird feeder.
On a single walk in the forest, Corbin observed frogs calling, a red squirrel sassing, and fresh air. He spent time observing roots to trees and was impressed by how far out from the tree the roots spread. He saw one tree that was tipped over with the roots standing 15 feet high.
Nadine reports seeing buds on the cowslip and hearing the frogs announce how happy they are to be back.
Hayden, Nevada spent some time sitting out back listening to the chorus frogs call.
Marcy reports walking through a field of princess pine, which isn't a pine, rather a club moss.
Emma and Marcy both were studying the scales on white cedar trees when they discovered a most wonderful smell. They reported that it is similar to lavender.
Maisie reports seeing two pileated woodpeckers. She believes that they were male and female. The female was on the first tree, then the male came and took her spot. He nosed around, then flew away. She isn't sure what this behavior is about, but she believes it's something to do with mating season.
Finally, Catherine was observing that the red pine branches are more red where the needles clusters meet the twig.
This concludes our report from the outer reaches of the Proctor School District.
Be aware,
things are happening out there.
They certainly are. Maddox, Hattie, nice job. Great report. Witch's broom. Yeah, that's exciting to see. And moss, evening grosbeaks. I still have a few evening grosbeaks at my house, and the frogs are still calling at my house, though with less intensity. And cowslips are budding. If you listen to the Daily Dose of Phenology today, it's all about cowslips blooming. Today is the average first date. Now, I have not seen a cowslip this year in bloom, but that's partly because I don't drive 100 miles every day around my mail route anymore. Cedars do indeed have a lovely smell, and the pileated woodpeckers, yeah, you know, they're probably, if they aren't nesting yet, they're probably very close to landing and making a nest and starting to raise their family. So I think that behavior you were describing probably had something to do with that sort of a thing.